great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Breaking news tonight, striking Boeing workers have accepted the contract offer. We will get to that in a moment. First, though, the traditional first in-person Election Day voting is set to take place right about now in the tiny village of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. This as former President Donald Trump and Vice President Harris continued to campaign to the final moments. Harris held a series of events in Pennsylvania, concluding with this late-night rally in Philadelphia.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
This supporter likes the Democrats' chances.
Very optimistic, and I think that Pennsylvania is going to show out for Harris and Walz.
Trump started his day in battleground North Carolina.
This is really the end of a journey, but a new one will be starting, and that's the one we've wanted to partake in. To make America great again.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us the Trump campaign is bringing up voter fraud, but it won't necessarily sway undecided voters.
It has been a part of appealing to a base that agrees with him. Will it be enough to win over those undecided voters in the final hours? I'd be surprised if it did, because if you're someone who agrees with him, you've probably been on board for a lot longer than just the last 12 hours or so.
So this just in, 59% of striking Boeing workers have voted in favor of approving the labor contract. Union Local President John Holden made the announcement.
Tonight, our membership voted to accept this contract by 59%.
Oh. Yeah! Yeah!
In California, elections officials are taking precautions with possible power shutoffs coming to several California counties.
In addition to ballot sorting machines, the Registrar of Voters here in Santa Clara County also has backup generators if PG&E activates a public safety power shutoff due to high fire danger. Acting Registrar Matt Morales.
We want to assure the public in this county that we are taking every possible precaution to ensure a fair, accurate, safe, and secure election process.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
There is another reason to be concerned about the widespread use of pesticides.
Researchers have discovered a link between nearly two dozen commonly used pesticides and prostate cancer in the U.S. Four of them are also linked with prostate cancer deaths. The findings are published in an online peer-reviewed journal of the American Cancer Society.
That's CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula. Tropical storm Rafael will spread heavy rainfall to Florida and the southeast U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain is possible in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms move through. Patchy fog around as well. Lower 60s at daybreak. We'll have a light south breeze. The election day forecast continues to look wet with showers and storms. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Greg Palast, the investigative reporter for The Guardian and The New York Times, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his latest film on the latest attacks on your right to vote, Vigilante Inc., America's new vote suppression hitmen, narrated by Rosario Dawson, produced by Martin Sheen. I played a very, very tiny role in this. And the movie's out. In fact, you can watch it over at gregpalast.com and other sites as well. There's a hot link to it, in fact, in my newsletter today at the very end. Greg_Palast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program. You wrote a very provocative piece that went out yesterday afternoon, I guess it was, titled How Trump Won, A Warning, which is kind of revisiting your 2020 book, How Trump Won.
Yes.
And of course, he didn't win in 2020. Let's hope you missed this one, too. But give us the narrative. This chronology is alarming.
Look, I'm not partisan. If you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. The question is, I don't want vote suppression and vigilantes, this whole new system, to elect our president. Voters, not vigilantes, to choose. So I bring out all the nightmare scenarios. So we're warned and we can do something about it. First, True the Vote has announced proudly as of 2 months ago that they had challenged 851,000 voters under these 100-year-old Jim Crow laws. We have not seen this used since 1946 when the Klan, by the way, incorporated as Vigilantes Inc., which is how we got the name of the film, when the Klan set out to challenge every black voter in Georgia. But the FBI was about to arrest the governor of Georgia for doing that. It's a violation of the 15th Amendment. He drank himself to death just before the agents arrived. But here now, we've got 851,000 Americans, and they, according to Martin Sheehan, and he's right, they're claiming that they're aiming for 2 million challenges. There's really virtually no coverage of this. These are not government agents. It's not the government removing the people. It's self-appointed, and every one of that I've checked is a white GOP operative. They've now signed up 40,000 of these people. And as you see from my film, one woman challenges 32,000 voters. She just sends in a list from this group, True the Vote, in each county. Another guy challenges 4,000 voters, 10,000 voters, 20,000 voters. And the problem is that in states like Georgia, it's harder and harder to challenge the challengers. So I'm here in ground zero in Georgia. Now, the NAACP is sued, saying you can't do this because, by the way, some of these challenges, this is new. These guys are going to be challenging on election day. They've already challenged almost 1 million voters we know of. But they can challenge on election day. And if your ballot hasn't been counted, they can challenge that ballot, a mail-in ballot, the next day, the day after the election. You don't even know your ballot's been challenged. But if you do find out your ballot's been challenged, what you need to do is in some states like Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, You should, what you have to do is re-register on the spot, their same-day registration. But what I'm looking at is this nightmare, because the NAACP has sued, and what they are, and but the courts, the Supreme Court just ruled that Virginia could remove voters in the week before the election.
Right.
So there's no longer the protection of the National Voter Registration Act, which says you can't remove people within or challenge a vote within 90 days of an election. So these vigilante challenges, the basic argument that the NAACP, I just talked to the president of the NAA in Georgia, Gerald Griggs, who's in our film, you know, it undermines the number one defense against these vigilante attacks. Then you have the other problem of provisional ballots being handed out by like candy. So if you're challenged, we know that at least, you know, people don't realize they take these provisional ballots. And by the way, if you're Black, Hispanic, or Asian American, the chance you will be shunted to a provisional ballot is 300% higher than if you're white. And 2.7 million provisional ballots, according to the Elections Assistance Commission, which is our official federal agency which tracks this, in the last election, 2.7 million provisional ballots were rejected. Overwhelmingly, voters of color, if you're Black, the chance your ballot will be rejected is 700% higher than if you're white. These are government statistics, by the way. So we're looking at a massive dumping of people into the provisional ballot dumpster. Now, by the way, one thing you can do, please go to gregpalace.com or to saveyourvote.org. We can watch the film for free, but also check your registration and learn how you can challenge the challenge. You might have to go into, like, one of the heroes of our film, Gamaliel Turner, he went into the voting rights, into the registrar's office, and they call it curing your ballot. You go in with proof of your citizenship, a U.S. government ID, and you go in with proof of your address. I'm sorry it's going to take work, but the major flew 5,000 miles round trip. You can go down to your local office and cure your ballot. Just about every state allows you, when you get your provisional ballot, you get a number and you can check to see if they'll count it. You have to take action or they won't count it. And then there's non-certification. And this is where the riots come in. I'm here in Georgia where I'm talking to three percenters who are blunt. We've got the guns. We've got the AR-15s. We've got our places picked out at the top of the buildings on Peachtree Street in Atlanta. And we're ready for the revolution, because if Harris wins, it could only be by cheating. And it's our right to revolt. And if that means violence, it's violence. They're saying we have more guns than they do, meaning the Harris people. So we are the, you know, so we're not worried about that violence. But the point is, they could use violence. They could use violence to stop the Electoral College from meeting in the state capitals. In fact, we have Alex Jones and Arlie Alexander from the Georgia State House saying, if you don't give us Trump, we're going to burn this whole S down. Now, the NAACP has noted they've taken our film because it's a violation of Georgia anti-terrorism statutes. But if it prevents the Electoral College from meeting because it's capital in Carson City, Nevada, in Lansing, Michigan, which, you know, it's heavily armed in the, you know, and here in Atlanta, if the Electoral College cannot meet in their capital, you're going to lose your electoral votes. And then finally, we've got this issue of non-certification. Here in Georgia, they've just established a brand new elections, state elections commission. The attorney general, the secretary of state, and the governor are not on it. It's controlled by MAGA nuts, including one who was introduced by Trump at his rally saying, and Trump says, she is going to guarantee our victory.
Right.
I didn't know that's what state boards of elections are supposed to do, but if they've already announced in Georgia, the state board, that they are very likely, they've already signaled this, not to certify the Fulton County, that's Atlanta's vote, in which case Georgia loses all of its electoral votes. And that could be the difference that could pull Harris down below 270. And I know you've given this lesson before, Tom. If no candidate gets 270, let's say that Harris gets 284 and then she loses the electoral votes of Georgia, she's below 270. Even if Trump only has 260, it goes to the 12th Amendment, which is one state, one vote. California gets a vote, South Dakota gets a vote. D.C. gets no vote. 26 Republican state delegation majorities right now. That means Trump gets elected. So these are the dangers. And I'm not saying this will happen, but it's time that we begin to think about how we respond to the violence, to the lack of certification, to the massive number of people of color shunted to provisional ballots, and to this these horrible racist vigilante challenges, which are going to hit 2 million voters who are going to get walloped and they won't even know it.
Yeah, I get it. This is all because we are one of maybe a dozen countries in the world, democracies in the world, that does not guarantee an absolute right to vote. I mean, we're there with Iran and Syria, and I mean, you know, none of them are European countries or, you know, Western-style democracies.
I got to tell you, you know, I report, you know, because I report for the BBC, Al Jazeera, and others all over the world, mainstream news. People are shocked that the so-called font of democracy, the salesman of democracy of the United States, they don't have in other nations where you can just challenge people and wipe them off the voter rolls. That doesn't happen. It literally doesn't happen. Some places like Switzerland, they don't even have registration. You know, they don't assume that everyone's a criminal trying to vote. And in fact, we don't have criminals trying to vote. We just have people guilty of voting while Black or voting while Hispanic or voting while Asian American or young. That's the problem. And we are unique among the OECD, the advanced nations, so-called, in allowing people to remove other people from the voter rolls. And it just smells of Jim Crow in the worst way that we have not seen. Again, these mass challenges, this mass attack on voting rights has not happened since 1946.
1946, amazing. Greg Palast, get over to saveyourvote.org and check it out, or gregpalast.com. Greg, thanks so much for dropping by.
You're the best, Tom.
Back at you. It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, also helps support cholesterol, healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbarine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there, and it's great for you and your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com and get 15% off and save even more on bundles with promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbarine.com. It's spelled B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And to get that 15% discount and other bundles as well, just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and the code is TOM.
In the shadow of the night, hold on to your fire, keep it burning bright. For justice, for freedom, for the voices unheard, be the beacon, be the guiding.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. Fast path to horrible hell. Seriously, these are letters that are showing up in the mailboxes of Democrats in Wisconsin, particularly if you put a lawn sign for Kamala Harris out front, you get one of these letters. And Lori Hawkins, the chair of the Kenosha County Democratic Party, brought this to the attention of the media. This is an article published in the Wisconsin Examiner, a local newspaper, written by Isaiah Holmes. The letter opens with this line: "We see you have Democrat signs on your property. Are you not aware that when you die, you will be held accountable before Almighty God for voting for an open border that allows millions of illegal immigrants to enter freely, many of whom are felons and evil people who have been doing deadly harm and will continue to do so?" The letter goes on to say, "Voters will be held accountable by God for voting for communism to take over America. And if you, we don't want anyone going to a horrible hell, but you are on a fast path to it."
It goes on, you know, let's be clear. That's the letter, right? That's a part of the letter that people are getting in Wisconsin, telling them that they're going to go to hell if they put a sign out. The letter described transgender ideology infecting our children's schools, high grocery bills, immigration, the persecution of Christian values. Vote for biblical truths. Of course, they don't have the guts to put their name on it. this is incredible. And Lori Hawkins, the chair of the Kenosha County Democratic Party, says, let's be clear, I have heard and seen none of that happening with large political signs belonging to Republican Party candidates. In other words, signs are being stolen and vandalized too, Democratic signs. She says, so this is just an attempt to silence people and make people fearful. That's what fascists do. Fascism is always grounded in violence. It's always at the foundation of fascism. That's why it's so easy to identify the old Confederacy as a fascist movement. Meanwhile, the New York Times has a nearly full page ad, two-thirds of double spread. I guess it's more than a full page ad. Vote to end the Trump era. America knows Donald Trump. He is unfit to lead. Watch him. Listen to those who know him best. He tried to subvert an election and remains a threat to democracy. He helped overturn Roe with terrible consequences. His corruption and lawlessness goes beyond elections. It's his whole ethos. He lies without limit. If he's reelected, the GOP won't restrain him. Mr. Trump will use the government to go after opponents. He will pursue a cruel policy of mass deportations. He will wreak havoc on the poor, the middle class, and employers. Another Trump term will damage the climate, shatter alliances, and strengthen autocrats. Americans should demand better. Vote. Amen. And then over at Bloomberg. Bloomberg. You know, the newspaper for rich people. Timothy L. O'Brien is the editor of their editorial page, and they're big cheese in this regard. And he wrote an op-ed titled, Trump is unfit to be president, election 2024. He notes he has had little to share about his economic vision and still less about affordable health care and housing. There's been almost nothing voters could latch onto about reproductive rights, national security, global diplomacy, education, better jobs, the climate crisis, American competitiveness, or help or opportunity. Instead, what we hear is Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage. America is being sabotaged by the enemy within. And President Kamala Harris is a Samoan Malaysian low IQ candidate. And then he says he's going to protect women, whether the women like it or not. And he asked how Liz Cheney would respond to having 9 rifles trained on her face. Wow. Bloomberg is coming out and saying, don't vote for the billionaire. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News special report, a strike by 33,000 Boeing factory workers is coming to an end. Union machinists voted Monday with the late-night results announced by the union, 59% yes, not popular with everyone, as IAM Local 751 President John Holden urged acceptance of the result.
It's time for us to come together. This is a victory. This is a victory. We could hold our heads high, we all stood strong, and we achieved something that we hadn't achieved the last 22 years.
The contract includes a 38% pay raise over 4 years, but without a pension. Machinist Dash Morley says a rejection might have prompted Boeing management to take actions he wouldn't want to see.
He'd be looking to move manufacturing out of Washington, out of the Pacific Northwest, be looking to bring in people, you know, during the strike.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number three, and Conclave at number four. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain is possible in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms move through. Patchy fog around as well. Lower 60s at daybreak will have a light south breeze. The election day forecast continues to look wet with showers and storms. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
And my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com and to get 15% off and save even more on other bundles with a promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off and save even more on the bundles. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
The dreams of freedom first begun. They speak of flags and promised lands, but their vision slips through our hands. J.D. Vance and MAGA crew.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up, let's see. Oh, yeah, picking up your calls here. Rick in Chicago. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk to you, especially after hearing from Greg Palast. I've known about what's going on in Georgia. I know that in Texas they can just disqualify the entire county of Houston now, just if they don't like how Houston votes.
Right.
And that could take away the electoral votes of possibly a Texas, definitely a Georgia, maybe even a Wisconsin. So there's all of these efforts to disqualify votes and deny electoral college votes to a legitimate winner.
Right.
Now, I have every confidence in the world that Kamala is going to win tomorrow. But I have very little confidence that the Republicans in counties or states or even national will accept the defeat and will do everything in or out of their power to stop it. And I'm wondering, and I'm hoping you have some information, what kind of safeguards are in place that could prevent this from happening?
Well, the Democratic Party has hired a small army of lawyers, and, you know, this is not a secret, you know, what the Republicans are doing and what they're planning. And so I don't know what else we can do other than just show up in absolutely overwhelming numbers. So if they try to steal it, it's really obvious that they're trying to steal it. You know, far more obvious than it was in 2000 when they stole it in Florida. And you know, we just that's what we have to do. I'm sorry, Rick. There's no magic bullet here. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we don't have a right to vote in the United States. I get it that in 1993, Congress passed a law that said that all Americans have a right to vote. But the Supreme Court ignored it and, in fact, repudiated it in their Bush v. Gore decision and said, no, you don't have a right to vote. So we need to pass another law that says the Supreme Court can't rule on this. The Supreme Court got that one wrong. But in the meantime, that doesn't help us with this election. And, you know, there's a number of very grody scenarios, very bad scenarios where you know, it gets thrown into the House of Representatives, like Greg mentioned, or just, you know, enough votes get disqualified or removed, or enough voters get purged, or, you know, et cetera, that you know, the wall doesn't hold. And Trump's going to, you know, make no mistake about it, Trump is going to lose this election by millions of votes. He lost the first election in 2016 by 3 million votes. He lost the second one by 7 million votes. He'll probably lose this one by 10 or 12 million votes. And
exactly.
And to pretend that we're still a democracy, you know, we need to fix this damn thing. I mean, this Electoral College, Republicans have figured out how to game the system using the Electoral College, and that the result of that has been the last two Republican presidents, and it's just wrong. Rick, I'm sorry, well, I don't have an easy answer for you, but, you know, the number one thing we can do to prevent something like that from happening is to show up in absolutely overwhelming numbers. And I think that's happening. It sure looks like that's happening, although I get it. You know, a number of Republican-controlled states have already stopped early voting, like in Texas and North Carolina. But so election day is going to be an absolute cluster. But still, we need to get out there and vote, no matter what it takes.
The last 20 years have proven that divided government doesn't work.
Correct. Rick, thank you very much. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Gary.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Greed has no heart. What's up?
Greed has no heart. That's the core of the, that's the cancer. And it has been the cancer.
Yep.
Mentally and physically.
Forever. Jesus identified it.
Well, you're one of the very few that understand me about it. You're one of the very few that understand that's the real core, and you do. There's no question about it. I've called because I'm a tad frustrated. I'm praying, and I don't mean anything negative by this now. I pray that you and the last caller are right. I'm praying every day. I'm reasonably optimistic. But if she loses, Tom, if she loses Pennsylvania, we're in trouble. But if she loses, it won't be her fault. I want you to hear this. I want everybody to hear this in all due respect. I'm just another caller, another person. If she loses, it'll be for one reason, in my humble opinion, because we're not talking about the real. We are, but we're really not. We're not talking about the real priority here in America. Sure, the economy is important, immigration, all that's very important. But guess what? There's one thing that's undermining this whole election, because we're not making it. We're not demanding that this is the number one priority, and that's the rule of law. Mm. Everything else doesn't matter. Without the rule of law as a foundation, we don't have a country.
Yeah. Good point, Gary.
Sure.
Good point.
Thanks.
And Donald, you know, if there's any more flagrant example of somebody who spits in the face of the rule of law, it's Donald Trump and increasingly the MAGA Republicans around him.
Gary. And I know, and Carl, you understand this, Tom. You understand, Mike, what my core opinion on this, yeah, the rule of law. You get it.
No,
but the problem is, and I'll let you go, the problem is too many Americans don't.
Well, and our media doesn't. I mean, you know, there aren't anywhere near enough stories about the assault on the rule of law. I'm with you. Gary, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Robert in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Yes. I was wondering if you knew, like, you know how Trump is always, like, threatening people and people just, like, basically some people shrug it off, but then let's say Kamala would do it, everybody would actually take it seriously. Now, can you tell me why that is? Why is Trump allowed to get away with it, but then other people wouldn't be?
Well, what would you have done to him to prevent him from getting away with it?
I'm not sure if there's anything that can be done to
right.
prevent
Well, him. What can be done is to vote against him. I mean, you know, when he comes out and says that he wants people like me put in prison, I take that seriously. And, you know, and I'm going to do everything I can to prevent him from becoming president, you know, everything legal. I mean, you know, it's because I view that not just as a personal threat to me, but as a threat to democracy, as a threat to our republic, as a threat to the rule of law, as a threat to our free press, as a threat to the ideals and concepts that made this country, you know, on which this country was founded. So that's, you know, that's my simple answer. I think the way that we hold him to account is through elections. And then, of course, there's, you know, legal remedies after that.
It's just too weird that he gets away with it.
I agree, Robert. He's gotten away with stuff his whole entire life. He's now flabbergasted that Judge Mershon may sentence him to prison in 3 weeks. Robert, thank you for the call. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's up? Lawrence in Berkeley, California? Going once? Great. Come on, Lawrence, you've been waiting a while. Going twice? James in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, that's right. Women are smarter. That's right. Women are smarter. Women today are smarter than men in every way. Hey, I got some insight into the squirrel thing. I guarantee you the Russians are behind it. The officers involved were Boris and Natasha. But here's what I really called about. This is the prize fight of the century. We got old heavyweight Dom DeWee fighting way past his prime. And now after the Biden rope-a-dope, We're watching a young new opponent, ready and primed to shake up the world. When Don wakes up on the canvas, he's going to look to the judges for the decision. But a KO wins the day. That's all I got, Tom.
Okay, well, that was a good one, James. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to WGRN there in Columbus. Sheila in Ellicott City, Maryland. Hey, Sheila, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on your show. I wanted to make a point from the gentleman you spoke with earlier, Greg Palace, about vigilante ink. I thought, can't wait to see that. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, I'm a 59-year-old African-American. I've been voting since I came of age. And for the first time, I was actually given a provisional ballot.
Oh, no.
I was shocked. Yeah, I was very shocked. I have voted in this state for over two decades and was totally shocked. I did move, but in the same county, different address, and I did get a new registration, a voter card, registration card. Mm-hmm. Everything on there was fine. Last year, for some reason, they sent a second one out. And I didn't notice it, but when I went to early vote last week, the person or whomever had spelled my last name twice. So if my name was Jane Smith, it said Jane Smith Smith. And I was very irritated about that. I didn't even think about it being a thing until I heard Greg Palast on your show.
Right.
And while we tend to be a very blue state, we do have a Senate race with Angela Alsobrooks and Larry Hogan that can help tip the balance in the Senate. Yeah. And the thought that I could have been, I'm not saying I was, but as an African-American woman, it makes me question, why now did I get a provisional ballot when I've never got one before? And I've never changed my name. It's been the same name. Right. And that someone added my last name twice. I thought that was pretty suspect to me.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me too, Sheila. And, you know, the Republicans are up to their dirty tricks. Did you check and make sure that your provisional ballot got counted?
Yes, I did go online and I did do that as well.
And
I
was counted?
Sure. It was counted,
good.
Absolutely.
Good, yes. I'm glad to hear that. Because
so,
you know,
thank you.
So very often they're not. I mean, you know, like Greg pointed out, over 2.5 million were not counted in the last election.
Yes.
Sheila, thanks for the heads up.
And thank you so much for your show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here. Sheila, thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in and listening on SiriusXM. I appreciate it. We'll be back. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey,
makeup.
Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members think it's tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
I know everybody's talking about getting some long-term coverage under Medicare. There actually is some long-term coverage under Medicare.
Already.
There is home health.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
You mean there is already?
Already, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's limited. It's hard to get. You have to know about it. We're going through a thing here with a family member where nobody told us about it. I just, you know, kind of fast forward through all the BS I've gone through so far over a course of months. I finally found the actual regulations that apply under the Medicare law and also the Medicare Benefits Policy Manual, which is different from the Medicare and You manual that they send out to people who are eligible or on Medicare on a yearly basis. There is reference, however, in Medicare and you to home health care services and hospice services. Under those, in addition to what people would understand somebody being in a home care provision issued out of a hospital, for example, you come home, okay, you're going to need some additional care. We'll come visit. You know, they do that thing. They have all that more skilled care. But there's also home health care aides and homemaker services to some degree for either side of that. I don't think the homemaker services are not in the health care side, but they are in the hospice side. It's really complicated.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they don't tell you about the services more often than not, especially for the long-term care provided in hospice. They don't tell you what the parameters are, even though the regulations are very specific about each plan of care must be individualized and involve also the needs of the family. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm a writer.
So how does, Kathy, how does somebody find out about this? Do you just call Medicare?
Good luck. I did that. They do know about, if you call up and say, what information can I get about a home health care aide or a hospice aide, you might get some information. This deal is that these plans have to be formed, the plan of care has to be by what they call an interdisciplinary team, which comes out of the healthcare agency, hospice agency, what have you. And they are doing all this stuff, and they don't tell the patient or family members, at least the ones that I've been dealing with, about these services. I have called Medicare twice. The first time, nobody knew I was talking about. I was on the phone with her for 20 minutes. The second time, the guy said, well, you got to go back to your doctor to get this type of thing. Right. And they said, well, you got to go to the agency that's doing that. And they don't want to do it because they only want to provide minimal aid services.
No, everybody's trying to save money. Do gerontologists, doctors who specifically deal with elderly people, do gerontologists generally know about this? I would think that they would be the ones who would prescribe it, you know?
Yeah. The people on the healthcare, the actual healthcare side that we were dealing with, are out of the hospital, and that is gerontology.
Yeah,
but they don't know policy and stuff like that. As far as what's all in the regulations as regard to all the particular little requirements of Medicare.
Right.
And you know, I went back to the social worker at the hospital that was setting all this stuff up, and she said, "Well, no, that you're talking about custodial care. That isn't under Medicare." Well, they do differ in that is true in home health care, but when you get into hospice care, there actually is under certain parameters. So it's like you really have to dig in the weeds.
You have to do your homework. I get it.
Yeah.
Kathy, I got to run, but thank you. Thanks for the FYI, and thanks for watching us there in Madison, Wisconsin. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break with the third hour of our program. Fox News is the reason the race is close. Your thoughts on that, too, and I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8100.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News.